We have the incredible Zechus this week to read Parshas Re'eh. And the Parsha begins with a beautiful, simple opening. Re'eh Anochi Nosim Lifnechem Hayom Bracha Uklala. Chodesh Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, see, I have placed before you today a bracha and the klala, a blessing and the curse. Moshe Rabbeinu again explained to Klal Yisrael that life is filled with choices. If you choose the bracha, there'll be one set of results. You choose again. Or I should say, if you choose the mitzvos, that will result in a life of bracha. You choose, unfortunately, negative activity that results in negative consequences, so on and so forth. But what the commentaries point out, or what they question on a basic level, is why does Moshe Rabbeinu use the lashon of Anochi? Obviously, it translates in English as I, but the way you would have thought Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk would have written was Re'eh, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael, see, Ani nosein lifnechem hayom bracha uklala. See that I, Moshe Rabbeinu, or even I, God, am placing before you today a bracha, a blessing, and a curse. Why Anochi? And the great tzaddik, the Sanzer of the Divrei Chaim, says something so incredibly beautiful. He says there are two ways in this world in which we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnei bechinas be'emuna habori Baruch Hu. Sheish echad hamame mikoach tzivoy ha'tar HaKadosh Elham be'alokei ha'olam. There is a person who believes in God because he's commanded to believe in God. There's a person like that where you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a mitzvah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a commandment to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this person believes because there's a mitzvah. But then there's another person. And he believes not only because he has a mitzvah, but also he has emunah. He has belief, right? It's not just that he's doing it because he's duty-bound, because he's legally bound, but he has emunah. He has belief that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I ask him to prove it, right? Ask him where. He's not going to be able to answer that, but he'll say, I believe. And because I believe, at the end of the day, that's why, that's the foundation of my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says then, since the Rechaim, there's another type of believer, another type of Oved Hashem, servant of God. This person doesn't believe just based on belief, just based on emuna. Listen to this. This second person doesn't believe because he is legally, halachically bound to. He doesn't believe just because he has a sense of emuna, a sense of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He believes in God because he sees God day in and day out in his daily life. He sees the effects of Hashgacha Pratis, of divine providence. He sees that the Ribono Shel Olam is choreographing and is ultimately managing even the smallest details of his life. He doesn't believe because of a pasuk in the Torah. He doesn't believe because someone taught him emunah. He doesn't believe because there's a halachic obligation. He believes in God because he's so in tune with the world that he's able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every step that he takes. Ki roa ayin ba'ayin b'ri'iyah chushis hashkachas habori Baruch Hu. I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine providence. I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's activity and his role in my life. Says the Rebbe something amazing. So which one is greater? So writes the Divrei Chaim, writes the Sanzer Rav, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. The person who believes because he sees is on a higher level. Because the ability to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ability to see the presence of God in your day-to-day life is the greatest spiritual accomplishment. And says the Rebbe, this is the meaning of the Pasuk. V'zeh Re'eh Anochi. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Klal Yisrael, Jewish people, you're going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to forge your destiny. You're going to blaze your trails and you're going to create a beautiful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What type of relationship do you want? Re'eh, I'm asking you to see the Anochi. What's Anochi? Anochi is from the Aseres HaDibros. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hosei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. At the end of the day, says Moshe Rabbeinu, a twofold message. Number one, I want you to see Re'eh Anochi. I want you to see Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I want you to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because remember, what's the rest of that pasuk? It's Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hosei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. We saw God take us out of Egypt. We saw the divine providence in that event. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Jewish people, when creating your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't just create, I know it sounds crazy to say, but don't just create a relationship based on emunah, just based on belief. Don't create the relationship because there's a halachic obligation to do to. Don't create a relationship because you're duty bound, but create the relationship re'eh anochi. See HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your day-to-day life. See God's presence in the events that unfold over the course of your existence. Re'ei Anochi. That's the command. See with your own eyes Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Don't just believe it, but see it. This is the message of the Divrei Chaim. And perhaps the way to actualize this idea for ourselves is maybe each and every day to take a moment and to ask ourselves a fundamental question. Where did I see God's presence in my life today? Obviously, I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. He's the Ribono Shel Olam, the master of the universe. Nothing happens without him. Nothing could occur without him. I understand all of that. But to ask myself a personal question, what events unfolded in my day today? In my day today, what events have unfolded during my day that I could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in my life? Not that I believe it, but that I've been able to see it. It could be something small, and it could be something big, but I'll make you a guarantee that if you look for God's presence in your life, you will absolutely, unequivocally find it. And when you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an active partner in your living of your life, it engenders a closeness, it engenders a love, it engenders a dveikus, re'ei anochi. Don't just create a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on belief. I know it sounds crazy to say, but create the relationship because you see him. You see his hashkacha, you see his providence in your day-to-day life. It's Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. I'm going to speak about Rosh Chodesh Elul in a different shir. But Rosh Chodesh always offers us on the most basic level a new beginning. Over the course of the month, we get into rhythms. We get into patterns of living. And Rosh Chodesh is always an incredible opportunity, especially when it falls out on Shabbos, to take a step back and to say, okay, last month was last month. What do I need to change for this month going forward? And a lot of times our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes stale because it's just simply based on belief. Belief that I may believe or not believe, but belief. Or it's based on a feeling of obligation, a mesorah, a tradition. As we go into this new month of Chodesh Elul, last month of this year, the preparation for the coming year, let's take with us the words of the Divrei Chaim. Re'ei Anochi. Let's not just believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but let's take the opportunity to see him in our day-to-day lives. Wishing everyone a guten Erev Shabbos, a restful Shabbos Kodesh, and a guten Chodesh.